From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister estimates almost $4 million in damage following weekend flooding. Tributes continue to pour in for two Caribbean statesmen as the region mourns their loss. And Brian Lara keeps hope alive in South Africa despite Windy's defeat. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The business community and government of St. Kitts were today busy counting the cost of extensive weekend flooding. In a short while, we'll hear from Kishu Chandaramani, president of the St. Kitts and Nevis Chamber of Commerce and Industry. But first, Charleston Lee has been looking at the damage caused by the heavy rains.
The main movement of vehicles in the capital was that of backhoes, dump trucks and other heavy equipment as the cleanup continued. The severe floodwaters, which reach as high as 15 feet, has so far left one person dead, one hospitalized, and several persons missing. Reports reaching BBC Caribbean Report indicate that the main gut, which runs through the center of Bastille, broke its banks and rushed down the capital, carrying broken trees, boulders, sand, and dozens of motor cars along with it. The country's Prime Minister, Dr. Denzil Douglas, told BBC Caribbean Report the costs and setbacks to the country.